T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All night, we gon' light it up like it's dynamite. 'Cause I told you once, now I told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Whoa, hey, is that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Get there today without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Happy National Coffee Day.
Coffee is for closes only.
Today's coffee service will not include Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Boo!
Good morning.
I'll boo that as well. I love Chewy Chips.
Me too.
That's separate than coffee, right?
Right.
Okay. But I love it. Good morning. It's Tuesday.
Welcome to the wake up.
September 29th. I know we say it as every month transitions into the next, but man, it is flying.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
And we're just, you know, hours away technically, really, from being three quarters done with his year, which is fine by me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just spent a few hours getting just completely overwhelmed last night about what, you know, just that we're going into 2021 without a real end in sight, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I used, you know, positive thinking, guys, and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, and not only is it National Coffee Day, which should cheer you up, but Amazon Prime Day has been rescheduled, so that's going to really help you out this morning.
I saw that, but in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Because the air fryer I bought 2 years ago, forcing myself to buy something for Amazon Prime Day, is finally getting some use. I still don't know how to use it, but Emma uses it all the time.
Oh, good. I was going to say, like, Prime Day's coming up. I want to know the craziest stuff people bought that they maybe still haven't used yet.
I got that air fryer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to use the air fryer, man.
I do know. And I mean, because we've had the family over for barbecues. And when you're providing onion rings and french fries, people can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
So that's just a little tip about
there. We also have missed connections today around 7:20. Foodstuffs a little after 8 o'clock. And there's a new study. When you no longer become useful for your kids with math and science, they have the grade where that happens.
I'm very curious about that.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling it now.
Sounds like fun. great pre-show show, guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Really
some solid items. Yeah.
Some next level stuff.
Well, you know, Lance always does more research on things we've covered the day before and finding out about the cost of that hugely alcoholic contented beer is just crazy. I can't imagine spending that much money for a can.
That phrase you just did.
$31?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
I know.
You blew that phrase, and sometimes it's not your fault, but that one was yours because that was ambitious with how you tried to phrase that. There was no way you were going to land that one properly. Regardless, it's a great show. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Right now, let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home, mostly sunny today. High of 63, partly cloudy tonight. Low of 53, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. High of 77. Right now, a chilly 50 degrees. And here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at your roads.
All right, let's start in Madison County. Police are still on the scene of an overnight crash. This is on southbound 255 before you get to 270.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Birthdays, billionaires, and big TV was what happened on this day, September 29th. As we go back 231 years ago to 1789, the Army was established in the United States. That is the theme to the Army, by the way. The War Department set up the Army with the strength of several hundred men.
Wow. All three generations before me, dating back to the Civil War, were members of the U.S. Army.
Wow.
Wow.
My father was in World War II, grandfather World War I, great-grandfather Civil War.
Man, your great-grandfather was in the Civil War?
Yes, if my great-grandfather were still alive, he would be 194. Oof. I think that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I have history, too, in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. My dad was in that. My grandfather served in the Army in World War II. My great-grandfather was in the Army in Germany, but they're not, it's different, like, you know, it's not all one lineage. You know, it's not the Berghoff side.
Right.
It's part of my mom's side, my dad's
right.
side.
Vice Me, too. Versa,
so. Yeah, my dad was in the Army, too.
It used to be, it was mandatory that you served years and years ago. You had to do 2 years. I mean, I want to say that stopped in the mid-60s. Is that right? I'm trying to think of my happy days when mandatory. Richie went to Greenland.
Was that during periods of the draft, though?
I don't remember, Lance. I'll have to look that up. But I know that my dad, he served 2 years with the armed forces. Every able-bodied man, I think, in the U.S. had to give their time. It was kind of like pre-selective service, and it was it was kind of like your weekends. It was almost like the National Guard years ago.
Yeah, the Army Reserves, right?
Right. I think everybody had to serve some time. But...
Now you're just making stuff up.
I am in passing along facts. I'm gonna look up that, find out more about that.
What else happened on this day?
Here we go. I mentioned billionaires. On this day, 104 years ago in 1916, John D. Rockefeller became America's first billionaire.
I want to be a billionaire. So freaking bad.
Yeah. What year was that, Kevin?
1916.
104 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And also on this day, speaking of money, maybe not billions of dollars, but several hundreds of millions of dollars, Jennifer Lopez married her second husband 19 years ago.
Okay, so her first husband was Ohani Noah.
Wow.
And the second one was, maybe, the second one was it Chris
Chris Judd,
the dancer?
The backup dancer. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, you got to be careful dating those backup dancers.
It lasted 2 years, and then she married Mark Anthony, and that lasted quite some time, but not too much time. And now she's married again. Correct?
Did she marry Alex Rodriguez yet?
I thought so.
I don't know. I don't think they got married, but I could be wrong.
I think they were. No.
Who was the first guy?
Ohani Noah.
Who's that?
I don't know, but I'm going to forget to buy something at the grocery store today because my brain is being taken up
right.
with Ohani Noah. Yeah, she's not married to A-Rod yet.
All right, and let's talk about your big TV on this day. I cannot believe 35 years ago, this show debuted on ABC. MacGyver.
That sounds like a lot of Moog action there.
I don't think so.
No?
Play it again, Kev. I'll tell you.
Just synths in general.
Yeah, no, that's just that's like a, what do you call those things? The Moog is the instrument I play, for those wondering what the heck we're talking about right now. No, that is a, what do you call those things? It's a real popular synth. I don't know.
Clavier?
No. No, not a Moog, though.
All right, I'm adding it to the
list. Man, I wish MacGyver and Moog in one place would just make me so happy.
I'm adding it to the list. The list of things we need to look up so far. About the Army?
Motif, I think you call it? I think it sounds more like
motif.
That.
Instrument?
Motif synth, yeah. Mm.
Is Jennifer Lopez married? We'll find this stuff out and more. But perhaps the biggest event on this day happened just 7 short years ago, back in 2013, when one of the highly rated and highly critically acclaimed shows ended its run on AMC.
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad series finale.
7 years ago?
7 years ago.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's in my top three.
Oh, yeah.
It's of all time.
Great show, and without that, you don't have Better Call Saul.
That's right, which yeah. I also love.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, I've gone through almost all the pandemics, just slowly going through Sopranos. Wait, what was funny? Did I say something weird?
You said all the pandemics. You've gone through almost right. all the pandemics.
Oh, I meant all of the pandemic. Oh, slowly chipping away at Sopranos, and you just in it. So it sort of invented so many of the things that you then see in Breaking Bad and Mad Men and anti-hero stuff. It's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we'll have our research here in a few after Taylor Swift and Cardigan, and Lance has another look at your Y98 traffic.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Say goodbye if the world was ending. You come over right. If the world was ending, you come over right.
198, if the world was ending on the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance at 626.
You know, I think I might have done a dumb thing yesterday because tonight is the first presidential debate, and yesterday I went ahead and voted.
I don't think that's dumb at all. A lot of people have made up their minds already.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you kind of want to see both sides before you actually, you know, commit to that. Though I don't know if it would have changed my mind, but it was really bizarre. I've never done the absentee ballot. I've never voted at home before. And it was, I don't want to say it was scary. It was just different. You know, you feel like you're doing something wrong. Because
no, I think that's the problem, that, you know, people are made to feel like they're doing something wrong.
It just feels too easy. And
that's exactly what people want you. It should be that easy.
And that's what it should be, I think. But I always, you know, as I'm filling it out, I'm thinking to myself, am I making these circles dark enough? Will this read right? Will this not read right? Is it going to be thrown out anyway?
There is a little test anxiety.
Yeah.
Because you have to make sure that it's all filled in with blue or black ink. And I felt the same way. Like, if I don't fill this in completely, is it not going to count?
But it just seemed weird to me that it was, I guess, so early. You know, my wife, Sarah, she decided that we were going to do the absentee ballots. I mean, because of the COVID thing. Naturally, if Sarah decides, I'm in. And it was, I think we requested these about a month or so ago. And I was surprised they came as early as they did. But I guess it takes time to then mail them back and then to be counted and to be considered as we have this, you know, presidential election and then local elections.
It was only like a week or so ago, I want to say, that because we sent ours in a while ago. We went to the website, the election website. I think we went to St. Louis County Board of Elections website. And you print off the thing. I think we scanned it and emailed it back. And then the 23rd of September or something was the day that they processed all of those and started mailing them out. But it's easy. Like, you don't, in certain cases, you don't need it notarized. You can even drop it off to the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
You don't have to put it in the mail.
There are a lot of signatures. I know that. So you have not voted yet, though, Jen. You're going to get yours.
You know, mine's already filled out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just has to get dropped in the mail.
Did Sarah tell you how to vote on every single thing all the way down?
Not everything.
Really? She let you choose some?
I got to choose
like
a couple.
Comptroller?
Yes. Anybody running unopposed.
Oh, really? Yeah. You got to choose?
Yeah.
But, I mean, she took you through it all, right?
Yeah,
I'm surprised she didn't fill in those bubbles for you.
Well.
What about the judges? Did you look the judges up?
I would have, but they all were unopposed.
No, it's like No. Oh, no.
Now, where I'm at...
All the judges are supposed to be unopposed. You just have to say, yes, you want them to...
Continue
or
not.
Or no.
Right.
Did you want them to continue? It sounds like you did.
I don't know if I wanted to, but Sarah wanted them to.
Yeah.
So they are continuing. So.
My issue, the whole point of voting, democracy, all that, great. But if you don't get the sticker, what's the point?
You get the sticker.
How?
Yeah, they mail it to you.
Afterwards?
Look at this. Can you see this? I'm going to hold it up to my computer screen. It says,
how do I know that's
voted.
Not from last year?
It's still on the page.
Is it a sticker?
Yeah, it explains how to fill out an absentee ballot. And at the bottom, it says, wear your I voted sticker on election day. And it says, I voted at home.
Oh, did you get one, Kev?
Ours are
did you make
the
this story up, Kevin? Did you really do this?
You saw how the judges were running unopposed.
Yeah.
And it was a yes or no vote.
Whether the holes. I had to fill in the things.
Yeah, right.
Sarah filled it out for you, didn't she?
Debate's on tonight at 8:00. Enjoy.
Entertainment Shmig is up in just a few minutes on Y98.
I thought that I've been hurt before.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Okay, let's cut right to Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert, if you didn't see it last night, it was Disney night. And playing the role of Scar, Carol Baskin.
Carol is going to be going home. How are you feeling right now, Carol?
My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Yes, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How was her dancing? Lance, did you see it?
I did. It was okay, but I mean, it wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't really dancing. It was kind of like walking through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give her credit. Her hands and her arm movements were good, but she was more walking than dancing, really.
Yeah, it's all hips for me, Lance.
You know, they don't lie.
Hips are nothing.
Oh, it's
also
dang. So, yeah, bye to Carol Baskin. We said she probably wasn't going to go the first week, but she wasn't going to stay much further than that.
Who was in the bottom with her? Don't they do a bottom two situation?
Yeah, and Haish.
Oh, yeah, Haish.
Oh, man. She's something to watch.
Is she that bad?
Sure. She's
Anne Heche?
Yeah.
I was picking up salt and smoke last night, so I didn't see her performance.
You made the right choice.
Thank you.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is getting a Veep reunion together. Get excited if you like Veep. It's happening October 4th. A bunch of stars from the HBO show, some surprise guests. They're doing an election-themed virtual Veep reunion. So, the executive producer of the show, David Mandel, is going to moderate the thing. And it's only live streamed once. That's it. One and done. So, get in on that October 4th. October 7th, The Creek, starring the Rose family. Is going to have season 6 on Netflix. So if you're a big fan of The Creek and you've been watching it on Netflix, you know you haven't been able to see the final season. The final season is available now on Hulu, but if you don't have that streaming service, you're kind of out of luck. So you'll get to see the final season in just about a week or so. Netflix, though, about to raise subscription prices.
What? Again? It feels like
wow.
They just did.
So they did back in May of 2019.
Oh.
But they're looking at like $1 or $2 a month. I checked my bill and mine is up to $14.99. I thought it was like, you kind of forget when you give them your credit card. I think when I first started, it was like $7.99 or $9.99. This is the fourth price hike in a decade.
Oh, man. Mm. And I haven't gotten a DVD in the mail in I don't know how long.
I know.
And are they, last time, if I remember, it was like when Bird Box came out. Or they did something big,
oh,
and they were
yeah.
like, here you go.
Yeah.
Are we going to get some great content?
I mean, we were talking about that Ryan Gosling Fall Guy.
Oh, that's a Netflix thing potentially?
Yeah.
Have they even started making that?
No.
Oh.
Details.
But, I know. Right. But there are some big names that are, you know, doing deals with Netflix now, and I'm not just talking about Adam Sandler. Yeah, they're going to have to make it worth people's while, because I got to tell you, some of the stuff that my kids watch on there, not worth it.
But just a buck or two, you think?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Oof. They say they're going to lose some subscribers, but they'll more than make up for it with people who are constantly joining because of all... I mean, they just churn out so much content.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that The Creek is coming October 7th, but there are like dozens and dozens of shows and movies that are coming to Netflix within the next month.
They've got me right where they want me.
Yeah, yeah.
Great content. I can't go to concerts or sporting events.
Right. They have so many original shows that, you know, it seems like every month or so you're going to get a new show. They have them staggered. And just when you're ready to leave, they're going to drop the next season of Ozark. And you got to stick around
for
that.
They could charge an extra $10 and everybody would just do it. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
I think so.
They'd still be fine.
Yep.
But I'm to the point where I have so many streaming services now that I feel...
You're always going back to Netflix.
I know, but I feel like I'm paying more than I did before I cut the cord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They have us right where they want us. That is Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more for you just after 8:30 this morning and more online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand and Traffic up next.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Watermelon Sugar on Y98. It's the Wake Up. Lots of W's. Yeah, I got real yeah, turned around
tough,
for a second.
Jen. I know.
Watermelon Wake Up. Y98 isn't a W, but it's this whatever. Go to Y98.com. The Home Depot 12-foot skeleton. It's sold out right now, but people are freaking about it. People are, I think, are way more into Halloween decorations than they were in previous years. There are some people who live for Halloween, but like my daughter is one of these people who's like, I see decorations up. Can we do it? And I'm like, why not? Let's just
seen a lot of decorations up already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So there's this 12-foot skeleton. It's $300, and people are doing lots of funny stuff with it. So you can check that out on our website.
Busy day over at my house yesterday. I told you guys about the bees that turned out to be wasps.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we had the pest people come over, and they were great. So great. And it turns out it was really easy. I thought it was going to be so complicated and we'd have to like cover up the chimney. If you guys missed it, it turns out there were what I thought were bees later turned out to be wasps in our chimney. So there were a bunch in the house. And then we had a guy doing some work and the poor guy got stung 4 times. We had to make sure they weren't bees first. Luckily, we have a neighbor who's a beekeeper. He came over and said, no, these are wasps. It's okay. So the pest guys came out and they bombed it real easy. Spray. It was great. And
which is great because you couldn't do it if they were bees because they're protected, right?
Right.
A, they're protected, and B, you don't want it to be bees, no pun intended, because they put honey in your walls. You got all this honey in your walls, which is going to attract, you know, mice, rats, cockroaches, stuff like that. Nobody wants that. So wasps, best case scenario. So the guy comes over, he bombs them, talks me through the whole thing. He's great. And then we're talking to friends later that day who are like, oh, yeah, we had the same people come out. They're terrific. In fact, listen to what happened. So they had them before for something, and then they had to call them again for something else.
Yeah.
And the people, they sent over the invoice, and my friends were like, wow, it was a lot more expensive than the previous time. So they called them up, and they said, hey, did you guys raise your prices? This is way more expensive than last time. It was like twice as expensive, maybe 3 times as expensive. And they're like, no, I don't think so. You know, give us the invoice number. They looked at it. The place had accidentally sent them the invoice from Vladimir Tarasenko's house. And they're like, yeah, it's about 5 times bigger than your house. And they're like, well, why is it only twice as expensive?
Right. Yeah, right. Well, if he's Vladimir Tarasenko, yeah, he's getting a deal.
Yeah, exactly. He throws in like an autographed puck or something. And they take care of all his wasps, and it's not even a big deal. But we're wasp free. I'm proud to announce.
Yay! Awesome. That's good news.
That's it, guys. Just wanted to share that.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive.
I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby.
Sheeran, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin and Lance.
I know a lot of people in my neighborhood were waiting with bated breath last night during the school board meeting to figure out if our kids are going back to school or not. The answer is still undecided, apparently. Some people are just at their wit's end. I'm trying to look on the positive, like look on the bright side of all of this. Getting to spend time with my son, getting to see a little bit more about what he learns in school. And it's interesting because there's a new survey out about when parents' science and math knowledge taps out. And it is right about where my son is, sixth grade. Mm, most parents say, like, sixth grade math is about all they can do.
And yeah, give me an idea. What are we doing in sixth grade, guys? FOIL?
Order of operations.
The FOIL method. Ah!
Oh, it is FOIL.
Oh, FOIL is order of operations?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
First out, inner last.
First, outer, inner, last.
Yeah.
So we've been doing lots of order of operations. The multiplication sign looks different than it did before. So that threw me for a loop.
The dot?
Yes.
The dot's been around.
It has?
Yep.
Man, I must have just missed the dot. No, or maybe I just don't remember it from back in the day. Because I was real confused a couple weeks ago. We maybe had to have some office hours with the math teacher for me, not for my son, because I just wanted to make sure I was helping him correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The teacher looks at Ryan. Jen's not where she should be this semester.
Well, no, it's funny you say that. I can remember when they changed, I don't want to say they changed the way they do math, but they moved to a different type of curriculum with math. And I was told by my daughter's teacher, stay out of it. The way you learned math is not the way we teach it now.
You're talking about Common Core.
Yeah, you're going to confuse her.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
I think if you follow... So
that had nothing to do with the curriculum. The teacher just met you and was like...
Exactly. They were like, hey...
We're going to need you to sit this one out. You're like, why? They're like, I don't know, Common Core? Just don't get involved.
Well, and your wife's a science teacher, too.
Yes.
So she usually probably handles all that stuff.
No, I do help out with math, but man, you know, my son is a fourth grader. It's hard. It's different.
In fourth grade, really?
Yes. And there's a lot of it and a lot of
Is there
of
an easy way to explain to me how it's different?
It's weird to say more involved.
Because the dot thing I'm not buying.
It's more involved, but I mean, aren't you putting one number and then you put the number beneath it and then you do the side and then you twist?
It's more real world. It's more word problems. Maybe that's why.
I think they.
Wait, Tim explained it sound like the hokey pokey.
Yeah,
right.
Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right.
They understand it more, I think, once they go through this. My dad, and my brother being math people. Like my dad. Majored in accounting. This Common Core was the way he tried to explain math to me. It was like when I was stumbling on a math problem, the way he would explain it is basically the way they try and explain it through Common Core. So I don't know, my brain kind of gets it, that they learn it in a way that they visualize it better. So that when they get to sixth grade and seventh grade, they understand, they like seem more confident, I think, in their math skills.
Yeah, you know, where we were taught skill and drill, they're taught...
What?
Yeah.
Skill and drill?
Never heard of that.
What's skill and drill? You know, it's the multiplication tables. It's the, you know, you just continually just do them and do them until you know them by rote memory.
Isn't that the sign at the Dairy Queen? Oh, wait, that's grill and chill.
Yeah. I used to do my homework there, so I'd be skilling and drilling.
While grilling and chilling.
I think we all confirm this study right here. plans and traffic after Post Malone on the Wake Up on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance, and no more education corner from
no.
us.
We are running in circles this morning.
We're getting hammered on the text line, guys. You guys are getting hammered on the text line. Lance and I are staying out of this.
Yeah, how is it that the two people on the show who have kids are the ones who are completely wrong about what they're learning?
That's why we don't help them with math. Because we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, all right, well, first of all, this is on me. Somebody said, order of operations is not FOIL. It's what they put here is Candace parentheses exponents multiplication division addition subtraction.
Whoa.
Better than an X for modification because of variables. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm so impressed that you're this smart and you still listen to our show, so I appreciate that. Number one, let me just say that I'm grateful. Second of all, I don't know. To me, FOIL, first, outer, inner, last, that is an order of operations. Maybe that term isn't what
right.
we say when we refer to it, but that's the order in which you operate. So, but this person is clearly much smarter than me, so I will stay out of it. And then the Common Core thing you guys are getting beat up on, because Common Core has nothing to do with the process by which people do math being different now than it was when you guys were in school.
It's not.
Right, yeah, it's the standards.
No, Common Core is just like, here are the to make sure that this school, people are, whatever I say, people are going to text in and tell me I'm wrong. But it's more about, like you said, the standards by which, so that grade school A and grade school B are covering some of the, you know, at the very least covering some of the same, checking the same boxes so that
right.
when these kids show up in the same high school, like, yes, they've hit these things.
And you can use different math or English or whatever.
Don't try to make it closer to your thing.
No.
So basically, if you're following along on the show and you want a theme, it's as it was in the 6 o'clock hour, making stuff up and passing it off as fact.
These kids really messed you guys up. I'm sorry to hear that. Lance and I will take it from here. Lance, you go ahead and do traffic. Okay. And we'll come back. I'll tell a story.
All right.
We're going to get through this.
Misconnections coming up in less than 10 minutes
yep,
on the way.
Keep leaning on Lance. We're going to be okay.
I'll do the lifting. Here we go. Northbound 55, starting all the way in Festus up to Bayless. Don't really see much.
List missed connections.
What's it all about? How's it work? Pretty simple. We scan through Craigslist, going through the missed connections section, finding the best things that people put on there. Stuff like grocery gal. You were working. You walked by and touched my shoulder and walked the other way, then laughed. You were beautiful, and I liked your tattoos. I wish I had the chance to say something, especially about that one tat. You know, the one with the chicken. What's up with that one? Maybe we can discuss over dinner sometime.
Chicken tat.
Misconnections. A bit of a food theme here with my Violet. You're a beautiful older woman. You work at Walmart. You help me with some food that I wanted to keep incognito. Let me repeat that sentence. Food that I wanted to keep incognito. What? Would like to go out sometime? That food might spoil without someone to share it with. I am intrigued by what kind of food that could be.
Yeah, no. I mean, they mean just secret. Like they
I don't want nobody to know I'm buying kale.
Yeah. But incognito is sort of an interesting choice of a word for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of Common Core, the vocabulary.
Missed connections.
Question for truckers. I wonder how frequently you truckers are propositioned. Are there area stops known in the trucker world for being able to, quote unquote, relax at?
Oh, Lord.
Where would that be? In the St. Louis area. I
There's an inquiring mind there.
Is this a trucker or someone who wants to get with the truckers?
Right.
Was that the whole post?
That's it. Actually, it's three questions for truckers, not just one. But yeah, that's it. They're just...
Every truck stop. Every single truck stop.
Yeah.
I've watched the documentary. I've also been to a lot of truck stops.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, little insight into Tim. Tim, have you ever driven a truck for a living?
No.
Okay, but been to lots of truck stops.
Yeah, because I lived in a van for 10 years, Lance, and toured, and we had to get gas.
Yeah, his band
and sometimes
saw
we didn't have enough money for gas. Missed connections.
I knew, you know, it's that investigative reporter thing. I knew if you just kept scratching at the surface, you might get something good. We'll finish with younger man looking for a much older woman. I'm looking for an older playmate to spend time with until I move out of state at the end of the month. Looking for multiple encounters, you know, at least three or four times a week to ravage each other.
Wow.
I'm a 20,
holy,
yeah.
Holy.
This isn't Ravaging 101. This guy's in it. I'm a 28-year-old man who adores older women. I can't read this one, sorry. Any lonely women out there over 60, hit me up. I have a lot of free time.
Whoa. 27 looking for 60-year-old women.
Yeah, pretty much.
To ravage. That's... Never mind. Yeah, missed connection.
Craigslist missed connection. Y98.
I do my head toss. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss.
Live on Y98. Just love it.
You like that?
Yeah, this is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Okay, Lance just did Miss Connections. There's a new dating app that's specific, really specific. It'll match you up with someone based on your musical interests.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Why did we not think of this before?
Right.
Because it's irrelevant.
Really?
When it comes to... I think so.
Oh, I think it's a deal breaker.
Really?
I'm not... Yeah, I don't know that I could date someone with bad musical taste.
Stop.
Well, bad
okay, Jimmy,
is one
okay,
thing.
Jimmy Buffett hater over here.
I hate Jimmy Buffett. That
would you date someone who liked Jimmy Buffett? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You care. Would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Would you go to a Jimmy Buffett show with them?
Absolutely not. If that person really got me, they wouldn't put me through that.
Right.
Okay. Well, their thing is that they travel around to all these Jimmy Buffett shows. It's not happening.
Well,
that's
a mentally ill person. That would be.
Oh wow.
I'm just saying that would be the point of contention, not their taste in music.
No, well, it is music. I think you need this dating
no,
app.
No, I don't. I think it's fine if somebody has different taste in music.
Okay, so
I always catch Emma listening to country, and it's like, we get past it.
No, it doesn't bother me. This is called Vinyly. Vinyly.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right.
It takes your Spotify streaming data and combines it with a few questions to kind of round out what you like to listen to. Listen, don't take my Spotify playlist. You know, sometimes there's stuff I use to work out. I listen to a lot of Britney Spears working out, but that doesn't mean she's my favorite artist.
You don't have to worry about getting on this thing anyway.
No, I know. So, yeah, that's out there if you're interested.
Interesting.
More tech talk.
What do you guys think? Do your significant others, your spouses, have the same taste in music as you guys?
Not
I mean, Kevin,
all.
I assume you just have whatever Sarah tells you to have.
Yeah,
you're
pretty
into,
much.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
Okay. Lance?
No, and some of that has to do with our age difference. We're 13 years different in age, so...
Age brag.
No.
But your wife loves Pat Benatar, and you will go to all those Pat Benatar concerts with her again.
I do, because I kind of enjoy the road trip part of it, and I've come to become a bit of a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a rabid fan of Pat Benatar, but seen her in concert a bunch, so yeah,
you've
I enjoy
those 37
shows.
37 times. I
Not
feel
quite
like...
that many. Probably pretty close to 10 by now.
Yeah. All right, it's the end of an era for some Facebook people. Do you remember Farmville, the game?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Facebook thing, right?
Yeah, Facebook game. After 11 years, the company has said it's going away.
Why? Just no interest anymore?
Yeah, no interest anymore. There are lots of, like, the company that put it together also had Words with Friends, which was hugely popular for a long time. Now, not so much. They say, like, every time there's a new game that comes out, it's the next new thing, you know, something new and shiny that people are interested in. So yeah, Farmville going away. So you'll have to harvest all your crops before they close. And wrapping up tech talk here, Amazon Prime Day had to get moved because of the pandemic. It was supposed to be earlier in the spring, and they've rescheduled for October 13th and 14th. And we were talking earlier this morning about crazy things that you bought on Amazon Prime Day just because it was a deal and you felt like you needed to have it, and then it just kind of collected dust. So you can text us with those, 314-531-9898. But Tim, you're using your air fryer now?
An air fryer that I use, but my other big Prime purchase that I don't use, and it wasn't expensive, was these like smart light bulbs so that I could tell, hey, Alexa, turn on the lights here and there, and they never worked properly. I think my issue is it was like a third-party... I bought it on Amazon, but it wasn't made by Amazon. Like, it was like, oh, this works with Alexa two-thirds of the time. So it just wasn't, it never really took. That was my other bad Prime purchase.
I did get the actual Alexa plug, and that works really well.
Just the power, yeah.
Yeah, where you plug, we use it in my daughter's bedroom, so we plug her lamp in there.
I got an Echo Dot on Prime Day. Man, I'm a big Prime Day guy, huh?
Yeah, you are.
And it was fine, but in my apartment, it was like both Alexas would talk to me at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes when I turn off the light, somebody else starts talking to me in another room. So I have to be careful.
Yeah. But I'll pick up some things this year, but I'm going to try to be smarter and get more practical things. Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get some stuff for your house.
Amazon's really getting into the clothes game. They do almost like subscription boxes where they'll just send you stuff and you send back what you do. You know what I mean? They're getting into that. And I'm curious.
Well, and a lot of people...
What do you guys think? Can we make that a show expense? Start doing it once a month and just see...
the Amazon outfit of the day?
Yeah.
I think we learned from Sports Crate that your subscription boxes aren't necessarily...
Sports Crate. There are some good things that came out of Sports Crate. I've got that Cardinals apron that I use when I barbecue in the new house now. I mean, it wasn't a complete failure. Anyway, I'm going to look into this Amazon thing, and I think we put it on the old T&E. We make it happen, and who's with me?
T&E, is that like the foil?
Here's Lance with traffic. One of us is on fire today.
We've got some problems out in the Westplex here in the last little bit.
There's something I could have said to make it all stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go,
food stops.
It's 8:02. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Conway. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Guys, it is National Coffee Day.
Yeah.
So important to people like us. Morning show people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Agree.
People like us.
Recent convert.
We can't hear Jen. Kev, we cannot hear Jen.
I didn't have enough coffee. I didn't turn on my phone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we had two people on the morning show who were not coffee drinkers until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Kevin and Lance.
I'd say in the last year or maybe a little more than that, I guess. Yeah.
And look at the pre-show show now. I mean, they started getting caffeinated, and that thing is a hit.
America's shortest morning show with all that caffeine, even shorter.
Mm-hmm. A lot of energy. A few coffee stats for you in honor of the holiday. 75% of the caffeine that Americans take in comes from coffee.
bona fide.
It's not surprising. And we drink a lot of soda, too, so that's...
Yep.
66% of women and 62% of men drink coffee every single day.
Yeah. Kind
of interesting it's more women than men, eh?
Yeah.
The average coffee drinker puts down 3 coffees a day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that, I mean, I have a big Tervis tumbler, so it's probably the equivalent of that.
Tervis brag. A lot of deals going on out there. Try to hit some of the local places. I'm a Comet Coffee fan. A couple locations of those you can go to. But also your Starbucks has a deal. Your Dunkin's got deals going on. Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is offering all guests a free brewed coffee with no purchase necessary.
Huh. I didn't realize. Ooh. I've never had their coffee.
Krispy Kreme?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. They got coffee.
Yeah.
It's black. Study about the states that love pumpkin spice lattes the most.
Ooh.
We won't spend a lot of time on this, don't worry, but let's find out. Pardon me?
Colder states, don't you think?
No, there's really no rhyme or reason to regionally who's into it more.
Okay. Yeah, I would think like New England would score high.
Maine is number one. But Maine and then Utah and then Montana and then New Hampshire. I mean, it's all over the place. Missouri, number 6.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Illinois?
14.
24.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
People in Arkansas don't care at all. Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Arkansas.
All the South.
Not into it.
Huh.
They don't care. They can take it or leave it.
Are you saying Missouri's more basic than Illinois?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I love Missouri. You kidding me? Missouri versus... Which one should I pick and upset people about? Alabama?
Yeah, they're a regular target for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. I get it. And the text line today has been feisty, so I've pulled a few punches already. 314-531-9898 anytime you want to beat us up. And finally, there's a new book about the Queen. It's called Long Live the Queen, 13 Rules for Living with Britain's Longest Reigning Monarch. It's by this guy. He's an insider. And one of the things on there, we're talking about food here, she is an anti-foodie. She just sees food as fuel, the Queen. Like, she doesn't care. She does not get into food. She's super easy to cook for. She just wants basic stuff over and over. Loves onion rings, from what I understand. She just wants basic things, and that's it. To the point where the staff makes more elaborate meals for themselves than they do for the royal family.
Wow.
Yep.
That is interesting. Yeah, you would think with a whole staff at your disposal, gosh, you would be picking new and interesting things every day.
And you're the queen. You should be eating rare, what, you know, you would think that, but that's why I like this queen. So speaking of basic, Queen Elizabeth. Ladies and gentlemen.
The end of the PSL.
Yeah. I'll get all the English people mad at me. That's Foodstuffs. Check out Y98.com.
Foodstuffs!
Congrats to Pat Maroon. Congrats to former Blue Kevin Shattenkirk and Tampa Bay coach John Cooper, former coach of the old St. Louis Bandits of the North American Hockey League. All those guys got to hoist the Stanley Cup last night. Tampa Bay wins it over the Dallas Stars, your Stanley Cup champions for the COVID Cup, as it were. Second Stanley Cup win in a row for Maroon, an alum of Rogers Elementary, Oakville Middle, and Oakville High School. And by the way, he becomes only the third player in the last 53 years in the NHL to win the Stanley Cup in consecutive years with different teams.
Oh,
nice.
So, that's pretty cool.
That is
Pat
cool.
Maroon.
Major nice League work, Baseball. Pat.
Yeah, very nice work. The AL side, American League side of the wild card playoff slate, that starts today with all 8 American League playoff teams in action. Tomorrow, it'll start the wild card playoff for the Cardinals. Best of 3 series gets going against the Padres in San Diego tomorrow. And by the way, your Y98 St. Louis baseball update is brought to you by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The Cardinals have set their rotation for the best of 3 series. Game 1 started tomorrow. Kwang Young Kim. Game two is going to be Adam Wainwright. Jack Flaherty scheduled to go in game three, if that is necessary, in that best of three series.
How do you feel about that, Lance?
San Diego's tough. And you know, the thing is, the old adage is good pitching beats good hitting. The Cardinals' hitting hasn't been good. Pitching's been good.
Yeah.
So if we can shut down the Padres' hitting, I think we got a shot, but that's what you got to do. Padres are a fun team to watch. That's going to be a fun series. Either way it plays out. I mean, of course, we'd love the Cardinals to win, but that's going to be fun to watch because the Padres are fun.
Yeah.
NFL last night, Kansas City beats Baltimore 34-20. In that game, Patrick Mahomes gets to 10,000 career passing yards faster than anyone else in NFL history. It only took him 34 games. The previous holder of that record?
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, number 13. With the greatest show on turf, he did it in 36 games. And, hey, by the way, thanks to loyal listener John, who sent me a picture yesterday, Sunday at the Broncos football game in Denver. Now, last week, you know, here on The Wake Up, we were honored to have all four of our cardboard cutouts behind home plate during a Cardinals game. We might have been topped by the Denver Broncos because in attendance Sunday at the Broncos game was the entire town of South Park from the TV show.
So awesome.
That was very cool. That is Sports Chatter.
Thank you, Lance.
Sports Chatter!
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk Dancing with the Stars and a Chadwick Boseman story.
I've always been the one to say the...
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Sienna Miller making lots of headlines today over what she said about Chadwick Boseman. So she had taken time off from acting, raising her child, and she was asked to do the film 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. She was thinking about it. She wasn't sure if she should do it. And then the studio made it pretty easy for her. They said they wouldn't meet her salary demand. So she's like, okay, great. Chadwick ended up donating some of his salary to get her to the number she asked for.
Nice. She said very, very nice.
It was crazy to imagine someone in Hollywood behaving that graciously or respectfully. There was no showiness. It was... Of course, I'll get you to that number because that's what you should get paid. Now, I will say Chadwick was a producer on the film as well. So he was the one who wanted Sienna in this role. But just another story about how kind Chadwick Boseman was in Hollywood.
That's great.
Yeah. Speaking of getting paid, the guys in BTS. Whoo! Their label, Big Hit Entertainment, just went public. And their CEO... gave them each about 68,000 shares last month. So now those shares are worth 7.9 million. Made all the guys in BTS multi-millionaires.
The rich keep getting richer.
The IPO, by the way, made the CEO a billionaire. Mm. So
nice.
Good for him.
Man, I should have bought early into that BTS thing.
Dancing with the Stars last night, it was Disney night, and spoiler alert, we said goodbye to Baskin. Carol Baskin left last night. Leaving The View, Marie Osmond, and there are rumors that Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood.
The Talk, not The View, I think.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I meant to say The Talk.
It's the same thing.
They apparently went to CBS executives and threatened to quit the show if Marie Osmond wasn't fired.
Really?
Doesn't that surprise you?
She's only been on it for like a season or two. It's, wow.
And apparently Carrie Ann Inaba, who's also on Dancing with the Stars, was the opposite. She went and tried to fight for Marie.
Man.
Whoa.
I'd love to hear the backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any more detail on that?
No.
Hmm. Wow.
That surprises me. I mean, she's had just such a long career.
Yeah.
I guess kind of doing her own thing. I guess she's, you don't think of her as much of a collaborator as opposed to with her brother, which is a little different situation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. A story that a lot of people are talking about, Naya Rivera. Of course, we remember the tragic story from just a few months ago where she drowned and saved her son right before she did. Naya Rivera's youngest sister, Nikayla, is raising Naya's son. But she's not doing it alone. Naya Rivera's ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, is moving in with her sister to help raise their son, Josie.
And a lot of people are weighing in on this because they're cruising around town. I mean, nobody knows, but people are saying it feels like maybe there's a thing happening. And I mean, I don't know. They're taking heat, and then she's defending herself online. And you know, the most important thing is doing the right thing for that kid. And
I don't know
a thing about that situation, so it's hard to judge. But obviously, that's...
I think it's easy to look at the headline and say, Naya Rivera's ex-husband moved in with her sister, and people are like, oh! Nikayla said, listen, in the darkest time of my life, the only thing that's important, friends and family, and showing up for my nephew. And we're both trying, you know, she's trying to show up for her nephew, Ryan's trying to show up for his son, and if that means co-parenting in the same house together, so be it. They've already gone through enough. People don't need to be attacking them. Or thinking that there's some funny business going on. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, did I get a little fiery there?
Yeah, right.
That's all right. Just a little bit. I guess maybe I'm channeling a little Noel Gallagher. He went off on Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. He was talking about music now and how it's style over substance, and then dropped the F-bomb about 1,000 times talking about Taylor Swift.
What was his point? Just that there was Noel Gallagher from Oasis, for those who don't know. What was his point? Just that it's bad, it's plastic.
Young people in music, it's like they have the image, but they're not really saying anything. And he said the biggest selling acts are garbage. He didn't say garbage. But when he was growing up, the biggest selling acts were the best acts. He said, now the biggest thing in the world is bleeping Taylor Swift. What? And then he curses some more.
Noel Gallagher angry.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, that guy was 27, a huge star, and extraordinarily angry. So the idea that anyone should be surprised that as he, I assume he's like 50 or something now, has gotten angrier is not shocking at all.
I know. That is Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more online at Y98.com and Lance Hildebrand with Traffic after Camila Cabello on Y98.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, September 29th. Let's start off with a rock and roll pioneer, a member of the Million Dollar Quartet. You got Elvis, you got Carl Perkins, you got Johnny Cash, and you got how old is Jerry Lee Lewis?
That is greatest, great ball of fire. Kiss me, baby.
God, I feel like Jerry Lee Lewis is, he's still alive. Old?
Oh, yeah. The killer. Don't know if he's got a Moog, though, Tim.
No, I don't think he does. He would do quite well on it. You got to be careful with those things. He tends to be a very aggressive player. Moogs are delicate.
Yeah.
You can't light them on fire. They don't work that well. 96, I'm going to say.
What?
Huh?
96?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
80s or 90s? 88.
85 is correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's way off.
Yeah. A lot younger than I thought he was, too. Speaking of singers, how old is Halsey?
Somebody love. Ooh, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying saying,
fascinating, Halsey, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be around for a while.
24.
28.
26.
Yes, right in the middle. Good job, Lance. 26 is correct.
2 for 2.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get the next guy. He used to host the Today Show, and then he did Real Sports on HBO. How old is Ryan Gumbel?
Thank you very much. I'm anxious to see what happens.
Right.
Interesting sound bite.
Yeah, right.
60.
I'm going to say 65.
64.
72.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Really?
Huh. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if Greg's younger, correct, his brother?
I think so.
All right, these two people share the same birth year, so they're the same age.
Wow.
You know her as Kate Pearson on This Is Us, and you know him as Shazam. How old are Chrissy Metz and Zachary Levi?
Superpowers, dude, I don't even know how to be in this thing.
Zachary Levi, so great in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
He is very good in that.
He's smooth.
And fantastic posture, might I just say.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, okay. I guess so.
Pay attention. Next time you see that guy, just like, it's amazing. He has fantastic posture.
He's very tall, too.
All right, guys, that's enough.
We could go on and on.
We
30,
could.
38.
That's a good guess.
40?
They are both 40. Very good. And finally, it took me a while to find a soundbite that didn't have cursing in it. But your next birthday, you know, he was on Stranger Tides, he was in Game of Thrones, and of course, he was Al Swearengen on Deadwood. How old is Ian McShane?
I've lived, not always well, but long enough. I'm ready for what's next.
Did you say John Wick? Oh, that's right! Mm. John Wick!
Ian McShane, 58.
And wasn't he in a Game of Thrones?
Yes, he was Brother Ray.
Yeah. 71.
And what'd you say, Jen?
58.
Did I? I don't know.
67.
78.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
That one.
You were 20 years off. Jen guessing first is my favorite thing in the world.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin. Lance?
Yeah.
Let's take one final look at traffic, shall we?
Let's do, and this might be one of the busier looks of the morning here.
Y98 and Maroon 5 on The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, and Kevin.
They just did a study. We don't know what our own hands look like. They asked people to look at the backs of a bunch of hands, identify theirs, and they did these things where it was like a picture of your hand, but it was distorted, and you had to sort of move it around till it was at the right proportion, the size of your hand and how the fingers are related to each other. And people were terrible at it.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. They say typically when we're taking stock of our hands, they're doing things.
Okay.
They're typing on a keyboard, they're bent, whatever. But just like flat out back of your hand, that whole look, people have a really hard time figuring it all out.
Hmm.
I get it. I don't realize how ridiculously and disturbingly long my fingers are until I see them next to someone else or in a picture. Mm. Like, I have freakishly long fingers.
Well, you're noticing yours, though. Other people aren't.
But no, I, like, in a picture, I'm like, oh, God, is that what they really look like? I'm always surprised.
Mm. Yeah, I think this is pretty remarkable. Because other body parts people don't have this issue with, but backs of our hands, we just can't figure out for some reason.
Like, that's you'd be weird. Able to pick your calves out of a lineup easy.
Yeah.
No problem.
Anybody would be able to pick my calves out of a lineup. Anybody.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.